Moses was brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And, Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Yeah, I think I'll say something. I'm like a deer in headlights here. I don't know. What's the deal here? Just a second. Let me undo that. There we go. Couple of extra buttons to press. Hour number three, final hour of this new week and new schedule. Very, very excited though to be doing this with you, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And, I'm really, really thrilled to be doing this. Now we are national, and as my guest, who is my had normally been my opening guest, but he felt that 5 o'clock in the morning was a little early. I don't know, you know, but but he is my Friday anchor, and so he'll be anchoring my final segment each Friday from this point forward, and so I'm excited for that, and I welcome to the program my very dear friend, Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Great to be here, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
On your extended time on your expanded coverage and your continuing to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and individualism versus capitalism. Always an honor to be with you, especially now in your expanded time. Even though I'm no longer the opening act, hey, it's still wonderful to be on your program.
Well, it's fantastic to have you back with me. So if you've missed any portion of our first couple of hours, we opened up. I wanted to give you some updates on what's happening in the Ukraine. So I played a couple of video pieces. One was an update from Pastor Vitaly. Actually, I didn't get into the Vitaly update. What I did was is I played and then shared for the radio audience, and you could see it on our video and television audience. But testimonies from some elderly that our pastor Vitaly, that we have been connecting with regularly, and I hopefully will get connected with next week and bring him on live again. But they have been going out into the communities and bringing aid and relief and so on, and them sharing their stories, including one very gripping story about a woman who said that I'm pretty much the only one in my entire neighborhood who survived the bombing, and how the bombing shook her house and literally shook her to her bones. And I made comment that, you know, look at these elderly women and tell me that Putin is eradicating Nazis. It's a lie. Putin is a liar. And it's the Russian Orthodox Church, which has gone along with all of this, is no different than the churches of Europe that went along with Hitler and his Holocaust. And Russia already has on its hands the Holodomor that they perpetrated upon the Ukrainian people in 32 and 33, killing between 9 and 10 million of them at that point. And Putin has said to his staff behind closed doors, I must kill all the Ukrainians, and we'll use denazification as the PR tool to try to get people to go along with this nonsense. Russian propaganda, all of it, Russian propaganda. But it's also why the Ukrainian Orthodox Church went to the Greek Orthodox Church, who hands out the certificates to each of the Orthodox churches around the world, giving them the blessing. And the Ukrainian Church broke away, Don, from the Russian Orthodox Church because of what the Russian Orthodox Church was allowing to have happen since 2014. To the Ukrainian people. They broke away in 2014, and our pastor Vitaly had, I don't know how many hundreds of orphans in Russia that they were caring for, that once the Russians took over Crimea, they were driven out. They could not safely get through Crimea to get to Russia, to get to the children, and the Russians murdered those children. They killed them. If you support Putin, you need to have your head examined. You're sick. And if you think that Ukraine and Zelensky are the problem, then you have believed the Russian propaganda. And that is what Marxists do, Don, is they use propaganda.
Propaganda has been a tool that Lenin was extremely, extremely good at. Stalin, not so much. Stalin was just ruthless. But your collectivist movements. Now, what is collectivism? We've talked about that a number of times. There's two basic political movements in the world. Individualism, which is how we were founded, how the United States was founded. Individualism always has to be founded on the basis of God, because we are individuals We have our own, self. We have worth. Individualists believe there is worth in each individual. The collectivist believes that each individual is just a clog, fits into this clog. And Marx, when Darwin came along, really, really grabbed on to Darwinism because he said, see, I told you, there is no worth in each individual. Their only worth is how they fit into the whole collectivist group. And this is the propaganda that's been spread. So when Putin kills all those kids, he was just killing animals. That's how they think. That's how they think. This is the same evil, the exact same evil that is now being taught in all of our public schools. The NEA came out and advocated this same type of indoctrination in all of our schools. Folks, when you support the collectivist movement, you have to understand it makes no difference if they're in Russia, makes no difference if they're in China, in Venezuela, in Cuba, in Nicaragua, or in the United States. They are all evil and destructive. Destruction is their motive. Destruction so they can mold the society into what is now being called the reset or the world order, where those in power control everything we do because we're just clogged in their big game. Do not believe the lies of the collectivists. Do not believe the lies of the left. They must destroy God. They cannot, but they will attempt to. They have to get rid of Bibles. They have to get rid of guns, and they have to get rid of freedom and place you in their clog machine. This is happening not just in Russia. It's happening right here in the United States. And those who are opposing Russians are the ones who are advancing collectivism here in the United States.
If you want to really understand this Marxist disinformation pattern, I had put up on the screen a moment ago Nikolai Coscu. He was the notorious Romanian dictator during the Cold War. And he really took this whole disinformation thing to a whole nother level. You mentioned that Lenin was an expert at it, but Lenin's Coscu was actually Lenin's right hand expert when it came to executing that disinformation. And this documentary by WND Films that you can get, I hope you can get it. I'm going to try and get this thing out and get it recorded and get it out so you could see this, because people need to see it. It's out on YouTube, I know, and I'm going to try and get it up on Rumble to be seen as well. But Disinformation, the Secret Strategy to Destroy the West, and it speaks to exactly what you're talking about, Don, and it's so vitally important that people understand it and are able to recognize it today as it comes out. And it's the reason why also, for those that are, you know, I hear the term, you know, conservative used a lot and things of that nature. I really prefer a biblical worldview, a constitutionalist biblical worldview. But at any rate, the idea of conservatism, we have to be so very careful that what we say, we have vetted and maybe even double vetted to make sure, because of course first thing the left's going to do is come out and attack the things that we put out there, and of course the double standard is just ridiculous.
But they've grown up on the double standard. If it wasn't for a double standard, collectivists would have no standard at all. That's the only standard they know. That's the only standard upon which they operate, because you cannot say this enough. They live by that axiom. The ends justify the means. You can do anything. Kill, murder, lie, cheat. Doesn't make any difference what you do so long as you reach that end of total world domination. That their goal, they will do anything. The use of words is critical. And we've seen this operate within the United States continuously. For instance, and most of us go back to the time when we knew that the correct terminology for somebody crossing our border illegally with the intent of moving here, that's an illegal alien, illegal immigrant. It is illegal. That means it's against the law. And immigration means you're coming into another country. That's what do we have to call them now according to this Marxist movement in the United States? We have to call them undocumented. No, has nothing to do with documentation. They're illegal. Now, we're getting this idea that men are no longer males. He's, him, his, they are now, I guess, it. And women are no longer her. Folks, do not adjust, do not conform to that political correctness. It is demonic, it is evil, and it totally distorts the meaning. A mother is a mother. A male can never be a mother. Only women can give birth. Do not conform to this evil movement of a birthing person. That you are conforming to the collectivist movement, you are adjusting and adapting to communism when you go and adhere to their political correctness.
Well, here's I got to jump into a break. We'll be back right after this quick break. My guest, Don Jans.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free.
or my six-piece health sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me get the microphone a little bit closer. There we go. Hey, there we are. Look at that. All right. Okay, so, Don, one of these days we're going to have to get you back on, I don't know, I could do a Zoom now. Zoom's working out pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could send you a Zoom link, and we can bring you on live and do a Zoom. Zoom, Zoom, kaboom. All right, so I was talking to you in the break, and I'm not going to give any names because this is not... The purposes of this is not to attack anybody, but it is to get inside of the mind of understanding the thought processes that are going on. And so I was just doing some scrolling and came across a particular post talking about, you know, the anger that was present at the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and to stand with Dobbs in Mississippi. And as Clarence Thomas wrote, it's to eliminate this substantive due process. I've written about it on my blog. I encourage you to read it. All that it does, folks, is say judiciary, judges. Look, let me put it this way. If a judge was making decisions outside of the law and outside of their constitutional jurisdiction that I liked, that I thought, oh, that's a great decision, I'm so glad they made that decision, but it didn't follow the Constitution, I have to say, in spite of the fact that I like it, I don't like it because it's still judicial activism. I believe that I'm pretty attuned to what is constitutional and what is not. And that was one of the things that I appreciated about the majority of what President Trump did, was he said to the legislature and to the judiciary, stay in your lanes. Quit drifting outside. Here's the point of this. So here's a couple of the ideas that are presented, and they're along the lines of what you and I are talking about. But here's their thought process on who the radicals are. Here's one comment. I think you're absolutely right. They've been planning since 1964 to get rid of civil rights. Marriage equality will be the next thing to go. They really just destroyed the constitutional right to privacy upon which Roe decision was based, even though one justice made it clear that this wasn't meant to undo those privacy decisions. I think it's just talk. That's the end game for sure. In the meantime, they'll go after marriage equality and contraception. I think some states will respond to this by actually trying to enforce criminal laws against consensual same-sex behavior in the privacy of their own homes. Sodomy laws. That case was decided in the same right to privacy as Roe, Lawrence versus Texas. It's a scary time. Then another comment. there has been a long, slow marathon on the part of radical extremists. That's their thought process. In this country, they've been working for 40 years to get to a point where they can take over and subjugate the rest of us. This is their supernova moment, and they don't care if they burn everything down to the ground. That's how crazy they are, and that's how dangerous the situation is. If the rational majority of Americans do not stand up now, to these people, this country will cease to exist as we've known it. Don, Antifa and BLM marched in the summer of 2020 through city after city after city, predominantly burning down their own black neighborhoods, pharmacies, grocery stores, all their infrastructure. It wasn't constitutional, biblical worldview conservatives.
No, it was not. But when you read the propagandist media, these were protests. They were calling them protests. All of a sudden, they have legitimacy because it's in the First Amendment. We have the right to peaceably assemble. That was what they were claiming these were. In fact, they were absolute riots. When we go back and we listen to what you just read as well, there was a time not that long ago in our country when you and I were referred to as Christians. Then we were referred to as radical Christians. Then we were referred to as extreme radical right-wing Christians. And this became common. This is how much of America learned to address people like you and I. This is how propaganda works. Hitler told the German people that the Jewish people were evil. Then he told them that they should not go and frequent Jewish businesses because you were frequenting an evil business. Then he told them they were the dregs of society. And then he told them that they should all be eliminated. That's how political correctness, that's how propaganda works. And when we, as truly rational people, start to buy into that, when we start to buy into this idea that there is, that this is a choice and not murder, folks, we are contributing. We are a part of the movement.
All right, we're out of time. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Andy Berger on the other side.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, folks. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. And I will be joined here momentarily by the lovely Andy Berger. She's going to be joining me live on screen, and I think this will be the first time that she and I are going to get to see each other since a CPAC like many moons ago, if I'm not mistaken. But at any rate, she will be jumping on screen here with us in just a minute. And Voices Against Trafficking, and you saw a number of their videos presented last month. And, okay, everything just went frozen. Now, why would they do that? There we go. Now we're unfrozen. And let me know when you've jumped in, Andy, and I will.
I'm working on it, yes, sir.
And I will let you know. We're live, but we're just, you know, it's all good. Everything's Marvy Peachy Keen. right?
I love that. That's fabulous. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to make sure everything else is off, and I am joining right now.
Marvy Peachy Keen. And here we go. And there she is. Oh. Oh, wait. There. I hung up. So now we're not echoing anymore either. Oh, yeah. You can or cannot hear me? You can or you cannot. Testing 1, 2. I love it when technology comes together. Hello, Andy. Yes? You're not hearing me.
I can't hear you.
Who can't hear me? I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
So, I hear you.
Okay.
But you can't hear me. Uh-huh. So, there's got to be a at the bottom of the page. Okay, wait a minute. I know how to, first of all, we got to be able to communicate. So let me go to there. And let me do this. Hello. Okay. So, there may be a mute on the Zoom. Or settings in Zoom need to direct to the microphone on your computer. So we're looking right now to see if we can find that information. So, victims against trafficking. So Andy has several homes. She has Beulah's Place. And Beulah's Place is a place for young ladies to safely come to shelter. And if you've been listening to the program this morning, you know that we began the show at the very beginning talking about Nigeria and Leah's Foundation and what was happening over there and the thousands of young Nigerian ladies that have been attacked. Okay, that is... all right. That's so bizarre that she can't hear me, but I can hear her. My microphone is active. Microphone is the correct one. I was just on a Zoom call, so that's all well and good. My camera is working. So the only thing I can think of is I'm going to end this and start over. Let me end this and then let me relaunch. Okay, let me do this for her because I don't want to take up all of our time trying to do this. We could probably try to do this in the break. All right.
Hello?
Hey, I don't want to take up all of our time trying to get it straightened out. What we'll do is during our break, during this break that we're going to have, we can get it all figured out without a problem.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, but okay. In the meantime, I wanted to get you on. So it's interesting. So I started out today's program, actually, by replaying my interview with Dr. Gloria Poldue and Dee Dee Loggison on the Nigerian epidemic that's happening and the genocide, but especially on the young girls that are being taken from their villages and turned into sex slaves by the Islamists, by the Muslims there. And the sex slave and the abuse that's happening with that. And then we spent an entire hour with John Euler. I don't know if you know who John Euler is, but John is a professionally licensed counselor. He worked with Judith Frazier. Do you know who Judy Frazier is?
Okay, I do know that name.
Yeah, he worked with Judy Frazier. He worked in the Pennsylvania penitentiary system as a counselor, counseling the perpetrators. And then he also ran a 12-bed adolescent female girls' home that was an offshoot of a psych hospital to help those girls deal with that trauma.
Wow.
And then he also has been involved in the foster care intensive treatment, foster care, and then, you know, kind of the circle that creates. So, but we got into talking more specifically about the transgender movement and what it's doing to destroy the lives of our kids and young girls in particular. But it, just about this whole sexual abuse and the abuse and needing to find safe havens and safe places.
Yes, definitely.
For these girls to go. And so it kind of has a very strong connectivity to what you do with Voices Against Trafficking and Beulah's Home. Or Beulah's
Yes,
Place.
Yes, absolutely.
So welcome. It's good to have you with me.
Well, thank you so much. Good to be back on your show.
We just finished a month of more intensive focus on trying to draw attention and awareness to this. Talk to me about some of the changing dynamics that are presented as things like what I just mentioned, the transgender, the surgeries, the push that's taking place in some of these areas. Even some are suggesting that there's a lot more grooming that is going on with kids. Planned Parenthood has ramped up their agenda. There's a lot more pornography that's being presented in our public school libraries. How does that impact? Uh-huh. How does that impact the trafficking that you're seeing?
Well, quite frankly, it's preparing product, human product, for predators. Because here's the thing: any agenda, any undue influence, any coercion on a minor child, which legally is 18 years or under, okay, is wrong. Because the people, regardless of what they're trying to influence or what they're trying to coerce a child into doing, a minor child doesn't even have the opportunity to make that choice when things start so very young. So, for example, a five-year-old can't drive, they can't vote, they can barely read, you know, they don't have the opportunity to become, as, you know, in my opinion, God intended them to be. I didn't, you know, as a victim myself. And so then there are other adults or other cultures that are trying to influence these small children into a thought process. Why are they taking that away from the parents, the grandparents, you know, the people that are responsible for that child? I don't know. But, you know, for Voices Against Trafficking, well, where we come from, anything that steals a child's innocence or interferes with that innocence developing in a normal, organic way. You know, back in the day, kids would play and they would figure things out, right? The sandbox rules and all those kind of things. And yet somehow there's been a stealth decision culturally, nationally, in our communities to decide, you know, what things our children can see, what they can say, what they should wear, all of that. So when we steal that child's innocence and the right to naturally develop, I believe that's wrong. That's grooming, and I believe that that's wrong because grooming, by the very definition, is earning someone's trust or using a position of influence or trying, or basically coercing someone into doing something they might not normally do or that they don't want to do. And so here we are now making it a platform that if you don't do these things, this social agenda A, then, you know, you're wrong. You're the one that's, you know, not going along or being part of the solution. And that's completely wrong, in my opinion. So, you know, how can these young kids make decisions about their about surgeries and sexual identity when they haven't even had a chance to be a kid or to figure things out, because there's so much chatter on the internet. And we know that the internet has 250,000 predators a day trolling for our kids, trolling for product.
Looking for ways to snatch, well, it's snatching innocence, but it's looking for what they consider to be high value targets. And that is essentially that, man, that you put it that way should really be chilling to so many out there, grandparents and parents. This impacts generation upon generation. All right,
we're gonna
take a quick break. When we come back, more with Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. And hopefully we'll be able to get her by Zoom. And I apologize, we ate up a bunch of time there with that. But we'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Andy Berger, founder. You can find her at andyberger.com. And also voicesagainsttrafficking.com, voicesagainsttrafficking.com. And folks, this is such a serious issue, and we really have themed this throughout our program today, from the slave girls in Nigeria and what's happening there, our responsibility, I believe, as Christians, to John Euler, and a very in-depth dive into the psychological piece of this and the things that you need to be aware of as a parent, and the grooming and the LGBTQ agenda, and in particular the transgender agenda, and the pornographic agenda that's being forced on our kids, that's really grooming them. And you know, this is also a part of the Marxist agenda to destroy the morality of our country. And Andy, the best place for them to begin to do this, it's not the best place. It is their focus place is with our children. They want to steal the innocence of our children, destroy our kids, destroy, you know, an entire generation. Sadly, they've been doing this. This is not brand new.
No, it is not brand new. And just for folks listening and their education. You know that human trafficking, there's always been a trade of human beings for labor, for debt payment, or for sexual activity since the beginning of time. It didn't just start up in America, and it didn't just start up 24 years ago. This has been going on for a long time. And I don't think, you know, I don't have an issue with people's choices as adults, let's say 18 years or older or emancipated. But when we see that children are being manipulated by corporate entities or any other entity that wants to force their agenda, then, as you said, we are stealing their innocence. And because children are vulnerable, they're seen as weak. Unfortunately, in America, you know, our perception of children is that they really don't have much value. They don't know what to do or what to say. And we can just, they're just objects for profit or for depraved behavior. And what a sad statement for a country that was built on freedom, yet adults that have already had their childhood, had their choices, are trying to steal that freedom, steal the rights from little human beings, you know, minor children.
Right, right. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is absolutely truthful. It would not be, honest to say that this is just something, even when you address, you know, this being used as a tool to destroy the morality of our kids. There has been sex trafficking has been going on for a very long time. And children have oft been the targets, because they are the most vulnerable to it. And so this is not something that's just a brand new issue. The challenge, I think, for us is to understand that in our country and the values, the Christian biblical values that our country was founded on, we have the ability to do something about this.
Yeah.
And in your particular case, you know, it was familial. And yeah. I think that's another one of the points that you make is that there is, you know, there's this kind of behavior going on within familial settings that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. Generational abuse, generational trafficking, as you said, familial trafficking victims like I was for 17 years do not have hardly a chance, because here's the thing, even if they run, even if they try to tell someone, because the bloodline covers a lot of sins, so to speak, the predators, the family predators, get away with a lot more. It's virtually impossible, you know, without intercession, you know, without the grace of God, as it was in my life. It was a miracle that, you know, I was able to survive and live on. But for most people, you know, they can't get out of that. Oh, right. All the kids belong with the parent or the grandparent or whatever, and they don't check, they don't vet it out. And so the innocence of a child is stolen by an adult that is supposed to love and protect. I mean, we put things in storage units, right, to protect them because they're valuable goods, but we won't take the time to do the work or be diligent in protecting our own children, the future of this country. And there are things that people can do every single day, like right now, that doesn't even cost them anything except a few seconds of time. But again, we have to rally the way these corporations and people pushing agenda are. Where are the churches? Where are the people? Where are the parents? Collectively as one voice, which is what Voices is all about.
So, real quickly, final minute, give me a couple of action points right now that people can take.
Absolutely. On voicesagainsttrafficking.com, there's a tab that has helplines and hotlines. Put those in your phone right now today, because this way you're prepared if you see something and you're not sure how to say it. These numbers will help you. The other thing is, have a conversation with your kids, whether they're 21 or they're 12, about protecting them, not policing them, and what that looks like. And create a safe word in your family, so if there is trouble, your child, your student, your college-age kid can text that, and you know they need help right now.
And ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. At the end of the day, we're going to be held accountable for what we do with the knowledge that we have, with the family that we have been given. It's going to be up to us, and God's going to hold us accountable. So Andy, thank you for all that you're doing. VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And remember, at the end of the day, God loves you and He's called you for such a time as this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth.